T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, let me give you a little update on COVID-19, powered by AirPros. $79 service call. Call the pros that know. AirPros, acrepair.com. 8,935 new cases statewide here in Florida. Miami-Dade, 1,987 new cases. Broward, 1,321. Monroe County, 18 new cases. Also, I told you about Disney World earlier opening back up. All four parks will be open by July 15th. Fantasy Fest in the Keys. To avoid the risk of potential COVID-19 transmission, the organizers of Key West annual Fantasy Fest announced Thursday that they're canceling the 2020 festival there in the Keys. This update on COVID-19 powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know. AirPros, acrepair.com.
Mask up, man. Mask up. Yeah, I don't know why I do it every Friday. It never to make a difference.
Well, it's nice.
I think it's fair to say, right, that like if you're not doing it and you haven't been doing it, you're not going to start now. Is that fair to say? If
yes.
You're like
yes,
still like you don't think you need it and you think you're safe and you're not buying that the coronavirus is floating around in the air, or you think you're safe, or you're gonna do what you want anyway. Whether you look to be confrontational or not, you're gonna like. Now I got a family member. I got a family member that told me he didn't believe it. Family member didn't believe it.
It's happening, Joe.
Like a real close family member told me, hey, I ain't buying. You're not buying this, are you? I go, not buying it. Yeah. I don't think this is a political thing. I got a Republican mayor that's telling me. I got a Republican governor that's telling me, sort of. I mean, it's, yeah, like, we got a mask. Like I don't think it's, I don't know. There may be a lot of political stuff out there. Hell, everything's political right now. But, yeah, I don't think the mask has red or blue on it. I just think it's whatever your favorite mask, just wear it. Even the little portable blue ones, light blue. And if you don't like that, you think that's too close to one of the parties you don't like, then just get another one. We don't care. Put a friggin' towel around your face, whatever you want to do.
Whatever it is, right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, listen, nothing else is working unless you got another idea. Yeah, you know. Yeah. And
there is no other idea, Joe. Yeah, come on. Yeah, I mean, it's wear a mask. Give me a break.
Wear a mask. Try it.
Yeah.
You're not a wussy or the P word. You're not. It's okay. And you can still be a tough guy and, you know. By the way, if you're a big, heavy guy, you might want to be careful. Don't be too tough a guy. It hadn't been real nice to the big people. This has not been nice to the big, big people, let alone people that have had other issues in their health issues that are going on. Hey, by the way, we got Brett McMurphy going to join us. Was in on breaking some stories yesterday, what's going on with some of the conferences. The Big Ten Conference, yep, that's the big story, said we are only playing conference games. And it looks like, I was just looking at some of the schedule. I didn't look at everybody in the Power 5 conference, but it looks like most teams play. I don't know if it's mandatory. I didn't ask anybody, but it looks like everybody's got eight of their 12 games or conference games and then whatever four you play outside. So that's where you are, and looks like they're going to add, they want to get to 10, so the Big Ten will have to add two teams to play conference games. I don't know how you go about doing that. Now, that's going to be a little tricky to me because you could get beat up by the top half of the Big Ten, right? And all of a sudden, I don't know who, but like all of a sudden Penn State and Wisconsin are on your schedule and you're a lower end Big Ten team, you're probably not real excited about that if you're or maybe you are. I don't know. And it looks like Notre Dame might be joining the ACC for their schedule. And if they do, according to whether the Pac-12 goes all in on this too and just plays Pac-12 schools, then maybe Notre Dame will be pushed to play their schedule against ACC. They've already got six games. They would add four games and who would play them. And then who get in the Coastal Division gets Clemson. who gets Clemson that doesn't already have them on the schedule? Some already right. have them. But they would need to pick up some more games. So you have that. And then the other one is kind of interesting. The Florida State-Florida game, I believe, is a mandatory state, right? Is there a state rule they have to play each other, if I'm not mistaken?
There was some. I know that there was something that came up years ago about it. And, yeah, it seems to be mandatory. But I just don't know how you get that played if you're just going conference. You can't be the only two teams in the country that do this.
Right. Like, well, Clemson, South Carolina, there's right. some other yeah, conferences. They probably want to try to get their game in.
Right.
But, yeah, there's some. And then what happens outside the Power Five to the other Division One football programs and conferences that don't generate the money that the Big Five do? The Power Five are making all the money, right? They're getting right. big fat checks. They have their own conference channel now. That they have. The ACC has one. The SEC has one. The Big Ten has one, generating a lot of money. What happens to the little guy in Division One? What are they? What are the San Jose States of the world, the FIU and FAUs thinking? Just to keep it here in house, like,
right.
They don't get a lot of fans anyway at their games to start with, and now they lose that money that they were getting to go. Play the big guys. That's going to be an interesting conversation if the Power Five. Now, they haven't officially done it. That's why we're going to have Brett McMurphy on to see what he thinks the other Power Four conferences will do besides the Big Ten. But it sure looks like it's leaning that way, doesn't it? Like, all right, we'll just play. And then I guess the big one I haven't mentioned is SEC. What are they going to do? Like, I looked at Florida's schedule. And I was curious, and I'm not real up to date on it. So Tennessee, South Carolina, they got LSU, even though their whole team went to the NFL. Ole Miss, Georgia. Georgia's without their quarterback. Maybe that's a good thing, but that big offensive line is all in the NFL now. And now they're going to have to add some teams. Vanderbilt, Missouri, and Kentucky are also in there. Mm. And so Bama, Texas A&M, and Auburn, if you're trying to win your side – I don't think Florida's going to be real excited if they go, oh, by the way, we've added two teams for you, Florida.
Right.
You
right.
get Bama and Texas A&M.
No, that's not good.
Or no Bama, but you get Auburn and Texas A&M. Now, right. they're games they can win. They can win right, all those
right,
games.
Right,
I think Florida's good enough to win all those games. But I always wonder, the Florida and Miami's, what if we told you we were going to add Bama and told Miami you were getting Clemson?
Right.
How would you feel?
It'd be fun to watch, sure. But if you're a big fan of those teams too, you got to worry about possible that loss now in this type of season. You know,
Florida.
I'd rather have an Arkansas game than Alabama.
Oh,
game.
No question. So Florida and Miami, their goal is to win their side of this thing. And
right.
I think we all agree the tougher side for both conferences is the Clemson side and Alabama side. We'll just call it that.
Right.
Those are tough. Those.
Those
Alabama side, knocking them out number one is not easy. And if you do, you got to have somebody like LSU that we might be talking down the road to being one of the greatest football teams we've ever seen, right?
Joe, in the last decade, just take those two sides of both of those conferences and tell me how many times a national champion has fallen from there.
Auburn.
LSU, Alabama, Auburn, and Clemson. Since 2010, I can only imagine how many, if there was any, or in the playoffs in general, how many, those four teams have been in there so many times. So, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess when those ADs and the commissioner sit around and go, okay, we got to add some teams. We're going to, all right, we all agree on it. All right. How do we decide who gets it? Because right, some of these teams are really weak and some are some of the best teams in college football. How are we doing this?
That will be.
Now,
it's going to be crazy.
If it was a game that you had fans, you'd love it. Like Clemson coming to Miami, sellout. Sellout. Packed. Hard Rock Stadium packed. You get Clemson and right? And
right.
That show, including a
slammed. Right.
Quarterback back for his third year, which, by the way, seems like he's been playing college football for about 7 years, right? We've talked so much about – hell, we talked about as much about the Clemson quarterback, Trevor, as an NFL quarterback as we do as a college quarterback in everything that he's been able to do. Anyway, we got Brett McMurphy. We're going to talk about all these things, all of them. Plus, we don't know what you're thinking. 305-567-0560 as we try to figure out all this stuff and – maybe Brett McMurphy have a better feel and some more stuff for us. We're going to have that next, so stay with us. Zach, what do you got for us?
All right, I'm going to tell people about Diamonds Direct. They're about to change the game in jewelry shopping here in South Florida. So wait, hold off a little bit. If you're in the middle of trying to look for that engagement ring, stop right now. Just hold off. If you're trying to get a new ring, a new earrings, pendants, bracelets, bands, depending on whatever the jewelry is, hold off. Because Diamonds Direct is coming right in Boca, right in front of that Town Center Mall. More diamond jewelry than you've ever seen in one place at prices you never thought possible. You know, when you walk into a jewelry shop and they've got a bunch of their stuff out there on display. Now, imagine if you times that by 10. And that's what you see in Diamonds Direct. And you see the quality of jewelry they have. And everything that they have there is at prices you can't even believe. That 30 to 40% upcharge you've been shopping with or shopping for years now, it's gone. Diamonds Direct has taken that all out. They're a diamond powerhouse started by former diamond wholesalers. No middlemen, direct importer prices on exquisite diamonds straight from the diamond cutters. They're going to have so much inventory. You're going to be able to go in there. And the problem is going to be what you love, because there's going to be so much you like in there. You're going to have to find something you love in there. They are changing the game in jewelry retailing with a selection that's up to 30 times what you find in an ordinary jewelry store. And those prices, they're going to be guaranteed to be some of the best anywhere in America. Diamonds Direct, South Florida's direct diamond importer. Diamond price relief is on the way, folks. Diamonds Direct is coming. Don't buy that diamond until you see this refreshing new game-changing concept in jewelry shopping. It's opening soon in Boca, right in front of that Town Center Mall. Diamonds Direct, remember that name. Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it. All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Brett McMurphy going to join us now from Stadium Network. Joins us to talk some college football for a couple minutes. Brett, thank you very much for your time. Hope you and the family are doing good.
Thanks. Good to talk to you again. Hope you're well.
Brett, we're doing great, man, and it was time to have you on, man. I'm sorry, but we had to get right into this as soon as the Big Ten Conference made their decision. I was a little surprised from this standpoint, and I don't know about you, Brett. We talked to Blake James a few days earlier, and I know you've talked to Blake as well. He thought all the Power 5 conferences might make a joint decision on something like this, unless I misunderstood what he was saying. Did that surprise you? Did you think they might all be together and on this decision?
Yes, I did, and it surprised. I talked to people from all the different power leagues and from some of the group of five leagues as well yesterday, and a lot of them knew that this was the direction that the Big Ten was going, but they had the understanding that the Big Ten would not announce it until next week, and so I think there was probably some hope that maybe there could be a concerted effort on everyone or announcement to come out and say, this is what we're going to do. And so by the big, it caught a lot of people off guard that the Big Ten announced it yesterday. And by doing this, what it does is it's, you know, everyone talked about, well, the Ivy League going to the spring, that's going to be a huge domino and everyone would follow suit. That has absolutely nothing to do with the FBS. The decision by the Big Ten yesterday, that's the giant domino, because now you are not going to see any Power 5 leagues play 12 games. It's that simple. They're going to be conference-only formats, or they're going to be conference-only with a plus-one non-conference from another Power 5 league, and that's what these other power leagues are trying to determine right now, because you know, we don't know yet how many games the Big Ten's going to play. Are they going to play 9? Are they going to play 10? Maybe they drop it down to 8. Who knows? They don't even know yet. I reached out to Smadies last night. But then when you get in the competitive advantage or disadvantage for all the other Power 5 leagues, you know, it boils down to when the College Football Playoff Committee is evaluating these schools, hopefully that we'll be able to do that and have a College Football Playoff, you know, they will be taking into consideration how many games they play, and some teams may be playing 8, some conferences playing 8, others may play 9, others may play 10, so I'm sure that's going into it as well. And also the TV inventory. How much is it worth to a league if you're playing 8 games compared to if you're playing 10? All of these are some of the things they're trying to consider and trying to figure out before they figure out what model they're going to go with going forward. But the one thing we do know is nobody in the Power 5 leagues are going to play 12 games. Absolutely not. So how many they end up with, we'll have to wait and see.
Brett, aren't they all forced now to play conference-only schedule, all 5 of them, or not necessarily?
They aren't forced, but they're getting boxed in because you're taking the Big Ten out of the mix. And while the Power 5 leagues have not said it publicly or maybe this bluntly, they do not want to play the Group of 5 in the non-conference. And it has nothing to do with level of competition. It has everything to do with testing guidelines and safety precautions. They don't want to play a school that may not have the same testing capability or safety guidelines as a Power 5 school. If the Group of 5 school can't afford testing as frequently as the Power 5 schools, you don't want to, if you're testing your guys, you know, let's say twice a week or whatever the number is, and the team that you're going to play can only do half as much testing, then your testing is worthless because now you're putting them in potential a safety issue. And so that's why they just want to play Power 5 schools in a non-conference. But with the Big Ten out of the mix, now you're losing a number of available teams that you can play. And then the unique situation with the ACC and Notre Dame, it makes it real difficult for these guys to play a lot of non-conference games. Again, you still have the traditional non-conference rivalry games in the ACC, SEC with Florida, Florida State, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Clemson, South Carolina, and Louisville, Kentucky. They certainly want to keep those games, but how does that impact the rest of the league? Where does the rest of the league find an additional non-conference game? That's some of the myriad of challenges and questions that they're all trying to figure out right now. And you ask a great question, and as soon as I answer it, I have like 10 more questions for myself. So imagine what these guys are going through right now, trying to figure out all the different parameters of this.
I wonder if the other conference, if the other conferences are kind of upset at the Big Ten at this point for just putting this out there without maybe any discussion with the other athletic directors and the other conferences. Is it more of a because just Big Ten want to do their own thing? Like, did they not care about the other conferences, what they're doing? Do any of the conferences really care about the other conferences, what they do?
Right. That's it. Bingo. You nailed it. It's not that they don't care what the other about the other conferences, but look, their number one priority is, if you're Greg Sankey, is the SEC and what's best for the SEC, and for John Swofford, what's best for the ACC. That doesn't mean you don't care about the other leagues, but certainly you're not going to do something that would be a detriment to your league to make it better for the other league. But still, that's why the Power 5 commissioners and the Power 5 leagues were hoping to come out with a, you know, announcement of this is what we're all going to do kind of together for the good of college football, and now that's out the window. Why the Big Ten opted to come out yesterday, I don't know. Are the other leagues, you know, pissed off about it? Absolutely. They're not going to say it publicly, but yeah, it puts these other guys in a bind now, and we'll just have to see what they make of it.
Does the season move back? Can you see it moving back to October? Maybe something like that? Would that surprise you?
It would surprise me if it did move back.
Okay.
Yeah, I did a survey of all the 130 of the FBS athletic directors, and nearly 75%, three-fourths of them, told me they think the season will be delayed. I think it's probably more towards late September. I think they'd prefer not to wait until October. But again, the virus is going to dictate this. And with the huge spikes across the country, you've seen a number of teams that have paused their workouts right now. Ohio State, North Carolina, Kansas. It's all over the place. So, yeah, I think I'd be more surprised if it started on time than if it got delayed. But they do want to play when they can, as soon as they can, as far as the health and safety of the student athletes will not be compromised. But when that date is, you know, they don't know yet. All I know is today is 50 days until the scheduled start of college football on August 29th. But I don't know. I don't think we're going to be kicking off any games that weekend in August now.
Hey, Brett, I also wanted to ask you one we've been having some fun with today, because we have a big population of Florida fans down here and Miami fans. So who's going to pick up the Clemsons and Alabamas when they go, hey, you got to add a couple of conference games. You got to play Bama, Texas A&M, or Auburn, Florida, maybe two of them. And Miami, you get Duke and Notre Dame. Good or bad, or how do they decide who gets the tougher people in the conference?
Well, it's kind of similar when they do that with basketball, when they do the conference challenges and the conferences pair those games up. So, you know, look, Clemson is already locked in with South Carolina, so they won't have to add an additional one. And Florida's got Florida State. So I don't know who Miami would end up with, but I'm sure that they would give them their input on who they wanted. And but ultimately, if the SEC and ACC decided to do something like that, the conference ultimately would do it. And certainly they would look at it, I'm sure both leagues would, is what opponent would best help those schools possibly for a playoff shot, if they do think their schools are capable of getting the playoff, or if they think they're just going to be, if they, you know, struggling to get to 500, they would probably pair them up with somebody that's, you know, at least on paper, a decent matchup.
Brett, the schools in the beginning of a lot of these team schedules that are really taking those games, knowing they're probably going there to get slaughtered by a team like an Alabama or a Clemson or whatever team it is, but they're getting $1 million check, $1.5 million check. How much is this going to really crush those schools, even if there is a football season, which we're all obviously thinking there is going to be, but the small, small schools that are going there just for the checks, how much is this going to crush their sports department?
Well, it's huge. And, you know, the Bowling Green's athletic director discussed this yesterday, and he said, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. What the Big Ten did. You know, those schools, you know, they're losing million-dollar paydays. And a lot of these smaller schools, you know, that is critical for their athletic departments. And you've seen a number of, you know, group of five schools that have already cut a number of other Olympic sports programs. And that's just based on, you know, not playing the NCAA basketball tournament and some of the projections of the impact of COVID. That does not include the impact of what they're not going to get on the college football side. So it's going to be drastic. You know, I do know everybody wants to get the season in somehow, some way, whether it's in fall, whether it's in spring, whether it's conference only, whatever format, because some revenue is better than none. Because if we don't play any college football at all, you know, one AD summed it up to me best. He goes, look, if we don't have any football at all, we're all bleeped. And I think you could see some of the smaller group of five schools literally drop football overnight if that happened.
Wow.
Oh, man. Wow. Hey, Brett, I didn't catch this. Did you say the Florida State, Florida game, that's off for sure, or could that still be played?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that hasn't been determined. But the challenge is, you know, if the SEC is only going to play eight conference games, or if they're going to play eight conference games plus a non-conference game, certainly if they're going to play eight conference plus a non-conference game, then, yeah, Florida State gets played again. But that depends on the ACC. Is the ACC going to play only eight games, or are they going to play eight conference plus one non-conference?
Right.
You could potentially see, I mean, this is going to be a crazy season like any other we've seen in our lifetime. You could see, you know,
conferences say, you know what, we are going to play 8 conference games, and our conference members, it's up to them if they want to go find another non-conference game. So certainly if that's the case, I think both Florida and Florida State would say, yeah, we want to play. So you could have teams within the same conference playing a different number of games. There's a million different scenarios, yeah, and you can't just say, well, this isn't how, we haven't done it this way before. That doesn't matter. This is an unprecedented season, and you're going to see it, I think, by the end of the year. If we get through the year, you'll see a lot of teams that play different number of games.
You know what's so funny, Brett? We expected this out of the SEC, not the Big Ten. Right. I thought the SEC was going to be the one that said, we'll do it our way. You do what you want. I had the wrong conference there. What about you?
Yeah, and I think part of it is, you know, the SEC, right or wrong, you know, they know that's the perception, and I think that's why that a lot of the Power 5 leagues wanted to work together. Because I know a common drumbeat is, oh, we need a commissioner for college football. We need someone that kind of oversees this so we all work together. So they wanted to kind of show people, hey, look, we can work together. We can get this done. But then, lo and behold, the Big Ten comes out and does this. And, yeah, it pissed a lot of people off, no doubt about it.
Brett, I got to ask you this. I know that John Swofford basically told you guys at Stadium that if Notre Dame needed assistance in scheduling, they were going to help out, the ACC was going to help out with that. Wouldn't this be a perfect time for John Swofford to go to Notre Dame and say, listen, you need our help, just join the ACC football, just be our, you know, like this is, I know it sounds like a little bit of blackmail, but like you need games, you need help. We've always wanted you to be in ACC football. I know you do all the other sports, but wouldn't this be a perfect opportunity for Swofford and the ACC to kind of hold them a little bit hostage and say, you want games, just join us full time?
No, absolutely. It would be the perfect time. But, you know, it's kind of a, you know, you kind of had straddled the line there. They're already a member in every sport plus, except for football. They do have a contractual agreement that if they do join a league in football, it will be the ACC. So certainly, you know, how would it be viewed? Because, look, everything gets out. How would it be viewed if the ACC basically put the COVID gun to their head and said, look, unless you join, you know, you're not getting any games in 2020, and you're going to have to play home and homes against New Mexico State because that's the only teams that need games. I mean, that would not make the ACC look good. I know, I understand your thinking, but it'd make a great story, but I don't think they would be that blunt. Now, they may, you know, subtly tell Notre Dame, hey, look, you know, here's the benefits of being in a conference, and I'm sure they've heard that. But again, it's Notre Dame's, you know, a beast of its own, and it's going to take something. You know, I don't think they'll ever join a conference, but maybe this, you know, starts the momentum for them to do that. If they do play all ACC teams this year, and they kind of get an idea of what's that like, maybe that makes them more open to doing it down the road. And maybe the way the ACC doesn't blackmail them, maybe a bigger motivator for Notre Dame to say, hey, look, these guys treated us well. We were in a bind. We had no games. And look what they did for us. Let's strongly consider doing this down the road.
Yeah, oh, extremely maybe. Petty take by me, Brett. It was a petty take by me, but I just thought.
No, it wasn't, because I've had people ask me the same thing. I mean, it makes sense, but they're kind of all. It's kind of like blackmailing your brother. They are kind of part of the family. They are not just total strangers. So you want to be careful on how you deal with them.
Yeah. Well, Notre Dame's got that nice NBC contract too. That God forbid they have to give that money up. Hey, Brett, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
You got it. Take care.
All right, Brett McMurphy from the Stadium Network joining us on the Toyota Hollywood Hotline.
All right, right now I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning Company. I know for a fact somebody out there is going to have an air conditioning problem this weekend. Yep, this weekend. And you want to make sure you're not calling the Monday through Friday Air Conditioning Company. Yeah, that's why we got Air Around the Clock. See, Big Daddy, when he started this thing 40-plus years ago, he said, we will work 7 days a week. We will have crews ready to go on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday because air conditioning units break down. You need new air conditioning units 7 days a week, and they're ready for you. Mask and gloves, safety always first for you. Don't worry about that. I know some of you out there worried about having anybody around the house. Nobody wants a hot house, and it sure is nice to have air around the clock around with more than 100 trucks on the road every day, trained and certified technicians, 24/7. Yeah, man, they got it rolling for you. And I always say this, man, they've been carrying UV lights and new amazing air scrubbers longer than anyone else. This summer, whether you need a new AC or just to repair the one you have, duct cleaning, adding insulation, or just want to improve your indoor air quality, don't sweat it when you got air around the clock. 1-800-741-1033. That's 1-800-741-1033 for Rheem and the Air Around the Clock family ready for you. Just remember, this weekend, if you didn't write that down, no problem. Remember, air around the clock.
You're going to work on my teeth, not my nose. I don't wear a mask getting my teeth cleaned.
But it's about the safety of all of our...
Fine, I'll cover my mouth. Can I go be seated now?
No, because you're not filling out the forms or letting us take your temperature. It's about protecting our...
You can't take my temperature. That's against the law.
All right, well, I can't...
You're not an MD.
We can't see you.
I have a right to sue you for harassing me, the manager, and this entire company, Smile, whatever you call it, dental. I do have that right, and I talked to my attorney before I came here, too.
Okay.
So does he want that to happen? I've waited long enough for my teeth to be cleaned, okay? Let's get this done, okay?
They're telling me I can't see you.
Who's there?
The owner of the practice.
I want to hear him. Get him on the phone. He has to send me in written writing, too.
First
I want to see your
policy. You shouldn't be in the building without a mask, either.
I can do what I want.
No,
I'm
you
free.
Can't.
It's not a law. It's not a law.
This is a medical law.
No, the dental office.
All right. Don't be this person this weekend, huh?
Oh, man.
Don't be this working, because there's a camera. There's a phone and a camera on you.
Joe, I will wear a mask if you put it in written writing for me.
Wow. The sad part is we didn't get to see that woman's face in the video, so I don't know that we can destroy her properly.
Oh, but she gave us outstanding
quite a show, yes.
outstanding stuff for the radio. By the way, we have our Florida Karens that we have a poll on at Joe Rose Show. Our three favorites coming out of our own state right here. Mm-hmm. You have them ready to go, Woody, for us?
Yes, I do, Joseph. It's our first ever Miss Florida Karen pageant, so we're looking to crown our first queen here. This is Jacksonville, Karen.
All right, so I'm standing outside and I'm just going to share with the world that my civil liberties are being really limited. I have now been kicked out of a store because I am not wearing a mask because I do not wish to compromise my health. So I am advising any and everybody, do not come to in Jacksonville, Florida, or your civil liberties will be compromised. I am going to take a stand on this. I am a medical doctor. It puts my health at risk to put on a mask. And masks do not protect from viruses, okay? If you need some medical proof, I will be happy to provide that for you. So do not, you do what you want to do, but I will not be wearing a mask at any time to protect against a virus, okay? I will not be doing it. And every store that I go into, okay, for the foreseeable future that kicks me out because I am not wearing a mask, I am going to report them on social media and I am going to advise everybody to do it. And believe me, I am going to find a way to have my voice heard. Because this is illegal. This is the United States of America, and nobody can force me or anybody else to do that. Thank you.
Jeez.
I still
Thank
laugh
you.
Every time I hear it. You got Thank another you. One?
I like the end. Thank you.
All right, so that was Jacksonville, Karen. God. Again, you can go to our Twitter page, at Joe Rose Show. You can vote on your favorite Florida Karen, and then I think, Joe, we have to have a Miss USA Karen after this is all said and done,
yeah.
Because
when
we go around the country, there's some excellent Karens, but this next one is our West Palm Beach Karen, who has been a crowd favorite
tough
throughout here. Yeah, this is a good one here.
This is a tough one to be.
This is West Palm Beach Karen.
You literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that that mask is killing people. It literally is killing people. And we the people, are waking up, and we know what citizens' arrest is, because citizens' arrests are already happening, okay? And every single one of you that are obeying the devil's laws are going to be arrested. And you, doctor, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity. Every single one of you have a smirk behind that little mask, but every single one of you are going to get punished by God. You cannot escape God. You cannot escape God. I'm going to say that again. You cannot escape God, not even with the mask or 6 feet. Okay? 6 feet, like I said before, is military protocol. You're trying to get the people to train them so when the cameras, the 5G comes out, what? They're gonna scan everybody. We gotta get scanned. We gotta get temperatured. The kids have to go to school with masks. Are you insane? Are you crazy? I think all of you should be in a psych ward right the heck now, because none of you know what the hell you are all talking about. This is insane. And then you want to open this meeting with a prayer to God. Are you praying to the devil? Because God is not listening to that prayer, because all of you are practicing the devil's laws. What happened to Bill Gates? Why is he not in jail? Why is Hillary Clinton not in jail? Why are all of these pedophiles that are demanding you all to listen to their rules? Why are they not in jail? Oh, is it because you're part of them?
Thank
are you part of the deep
your
state?
Time has expired.
The deep state is going
ma'am,
down. And if any of you are
warning?
In the deep state, you're going down with it.
Can you imagine that's your wife and she comes home going, boy, you're really strong today, honey.
Right,
you made us proud today. Or
you have
girlfriend.
To agree with her, right? If that's your wife when she gets home. Like, what did you think about what I said today? Oh, it was awesome.
No, you don't. You don't have to agree.
If you're the husband?
When you put it that way, it is kind of horrifying. Like, imagine that woman coming home after
you
that.
You got to stand up and go, honey, you need to stop. That, like.
No, you don't. Not with that woman?
No, I'd be scared.
Yeah, bro, there's no way you're getting after her when she gets home. No way.
Nope. You got one more for me?
I do. Now, this is a Ken, but he's also eligible for our Miss Florida Karen. This is Port St. Lucie Ken.
We are being lied to, our freedoms are being taken forever, and I will not be muzzled like a mad dog. And I will not have my health destroyed because you idiots can't read truth. You go along with the lies that are the people who are trying to take down our freedoms and destroy our country. This is sick.
Sick.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself for being a part of this, and I will not be muzzled. And it's time for us to stand up for our freedoms. Because if we stand back and let these pieces of crap
take
our freedoms, we will have nothing left. In fact, we'll end up being dead.
Amen. That they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Yeah! The delivery and execution on Ken was outstanding. It really was. He Port St. Lucie delivery is good. And he got it back together to turn to everybody. And the fact that he came in, sounded like he had a group of about 20 idiots with him that were perfect props. I mean, it was just very well orchestrated. Very well orchestrated. I just thought it was really good. At Joe Rocho, give us the one you like the most. Who's your winner in the state of Florida?
We've had
you like the most.
61% right now are in favor of West Palm Beach Karen, 23% for Port St. Lucie Karen/Ken, and 16% for Jacksonville Karen.
Yeah.
West Palm Beach Karen right now a leader in the clubhouse.
Can't go wrong with the West Palm Beach lady. I mean, she's nuts.
Right. No.
She's nuts. You definitely can't go wrong with that one.
Citizens arrest, 5G, you're praying to the devil. Like, she had it all in one.
Oh, someone she actually, went all over. Yeah.
Right. Someone on Twitter actually commented on it and said, West Palm Beach Karen's rant was far more ranging. Didn't think it was possible to include masks, devil worship, Hillary Clinton, and pedophilia in the same soliloquy. Insane, but comprehensive.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
All right. Well, on
we got to see if Ken can come from behind here.
Right.
Don't count Ken out. Now, listen, I want you to consider delivery. I think he brought some props with him. Those guys, we got an amen, and that's right.
Right.
We got a little bit in the background. It's perfect.
But Hollywood cheated a little bit by putting a very good movie scene at the end of that also.
No, William Wallace was actually there. He was fired up. He can't take away his freedom.
Another comment just came and said, West Palm Beach Karen is clearly the winner. Her delusional factor is off the charts.
That is true. Now, she was able, and now you see it, and she's not looking at a piece of paper. That's off the top of her head.
Right.
She went so many different directions. Like, if you were to follow her, you get lightheaded, man, from spinning around so much. That was crazy. All right. 9 o'clock hour coming up. Mike Florio will join us. We'll check on the text machine, get caught up. And if you get a chance and you heard the crazies that were out, all the folks that just hate that mask that much to give us this kind of entertainment this morning, please let us know at Joe Rose Show on our Twitter poll today if you can. Right now, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Look at man, I got to tell you, because if you're looking for a new truck, you're looking for a new SUV, you got to stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers, especially during the Chevy Open Road Sales event that is going on right now. I could tell you the new Tahoes are out, new Suburbans are out, and you thought they were really good before. Wait till you check them out now. They got more space, if that's possible. But I just want to tell you about the Chevy SUV family, the midsize and the smaller SUVs as well, because they're hot. The 2020 Traverse makes every drive worth the trip. And I want to let you know, even though it's a midsize SUV, it really is spacious enough to accommodate the big family, yet doesn't compromise any of the style you need. And I want to tell you about the Equinox as well. The Traverse, outstanding. Equinox, a little smaller, but man, I'm telling you right now, it's got everything you need, plenty of space. Smaller, if you like a little smaller SUV, but it's got style and everything. And then finally, to the 2020 Chevy Blazer. Oh my gosh, what a great look. They figured it out on this one. If you start with how it looks, and that's the most important thing, I know for a fact you're going to love this midsize SUV, the Chevy Blazer. It's got everything. I didn't even mention Silverado trucks. A lot of folks working with that truck these days and still need a truck that can fit the family. We got every kind of truck and every kind of style possible with that beautiful, durable Silverado truck. Find out for yourself. Switch to Chevy today. You can do it at one of their many convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today or this weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.